This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a top American skier wipes out on the Olympic slopes. We'll have the latest from Italy first. A tough weekend for the Bush administration. Advanced copies of a 600-page report on government failures in responding to Hurricane Katrina has emerged in the news media. The head of the Homeland Security Department is announcing changes today. Embarrassing pictures showing President Bush with the disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff are now appearing, and there's increasing congressional unease about domestic eavesdropping by the Bush administration. Finally, a new embarrassment emerged with the White House's failure to reveal quickly a shooting accident that involved Vice President Dick Cheney over the weekend. NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us to discuss the news and talk of Washington. Ron, it's got to be about this vice presidential hunting accident. Fill us in here.
Alex, it's apparently just an unfortunate incident. The 78-year-old hunting companion, Harry Whittington's wounds do not appear to be that serious, although he is still in the hospital. The vice president has visited him there. But what's raising eyebrows about this was the delay. I was on page one today instead of on Sunday because the White House did not release any news of it on Saturday when it happened. And then yesterday, news came through the sheriff's office and through the local newspaper down there, the Corpus Christi, Texas newspaper, and the owners of the property where the incident took place. And it seems now that the vice president's office and the White House had not felt that they were behooved to share this with anybody on Saturday.
Well, it's just a hunting accident, Ron. Maybe it wasn't important enough to talk about.
That certainly is the line. It was an accident. It wasn't that serious. Local authorities and medical people were the only ones who needed to know. But I can tell you that the White House press corps has a radically different view of this. And while there isn't a lot of precedent to look at, it seems reasonable that if a shooting accident occurs involving the vice president of the United States, it's probably newsworthy beyond the local paper.
You know, I bet it's the problem is that it's so joke-worthy. The writers over at the Jay Leno Show and David Letterman and the rest, they've got to be going over all this today.
It's hard to know if they really thought they could suppress this story. After all, Harry Whittington is one of the more prominent Republican citizens in Austin, Texas, the capital city of Texas. And now that it's out, it is, as you say, going to be fodder for a lot of satire. There's already an item on the web about Cheney thinking the man he shot was a member of Al-Qaeda based on faulty intelligence.
Leno's going to be worse than that. You know, the White House does have some more serious PR problems, though.
Indeed. And let's start with Hurricane Katrina, which has been a PR disaster as much as a natural disaster right from the start. This latest negative review, 600 pages, as you say, came from a congressional committee in the House that is thoroughly dominated by Republicans. The Democrats didn't want to be part of it so much because they couldn't be equal partners in the investigation, so they kind of stepped aside. They needn't have worried about a whitewash. These pages are merciless in their criticism, summing up the government performance from the White House on down. Here's a quote, "Fecklessness, flailing, and organizational paralysis," unquote.
Yeah, you don't want to see that. And it's just one report. There are several coming out today and in the coming weeks.
Today, there are audits showing fraud in the relief efforts of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, massive fraud. And these reports come from FEMA's own internal inspection, from the Department of Justice, and from the Government Accountability Office. And in weeks ahead, we expect another bad report card from the Senate, and then the White House itself will have to come out with its report under a lot of pressure from all these earlier findings.
Well, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, has proposed some overhaul of his own department in response to all this. Speaking today at the conference of National Emergency Management Association, he addressed criticism that his department is more focused on terrorism than natural disasters. Here's some of what he said.
I want to tell you I unequivocally and strongly reject this attempt to drive a wedge between our concerns about terrorism and our concerns about natural disasters. That kind of wedge makes no sense, and it does a disservice to all of you here who are working very hard to protect against any kind of disaster of whatever cause.
So, Ron, what is Secretary Chertoff proposing?
Today, he has said he wants to hire up to 1,500 new full-time disaster coordinators or shift people into that kind of work and reorder the way information flows within the department.
Okay, good. And Ron Elving speaking with us from Washington, senior Washington editor. His latest column called Watching Washington is details subtle ways the Bush administration is trying to sell the NSA domestic spying program. It's at our website, npr.org. Ron, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.
And we have more coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.